Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you live and in person on a Friday. Willie Nelson ticket giveaway Friday. And as I said, a voice from Station Past might be joining me for the remaining 2 hours of this big ticket giveaway day. And he has arrived. He was the host of the Mike Wilson show here for, I think, about 2 years on the station. And he has stopped in from time to time on Friday. Is that your semi? Did you bring that with you, Mike? Mike Wilson's with us.
Yeah, that semi is pretty noisy out there, isn't it?
Wasn't that, that was some power.
So, we'll continue with the last question you asked. An activity that you come up for air. So far we have swimming, scuba, or snorkeling. Kissing. There's one more.
Go ahead, caller.
Bobbing for apples.
That is it.
Glenn, where are you listening from?
My house.
Why? Yeah, I understand that. What area?
Off of Fairground Street.
Oh, you're over on West, Fairground.
Yeah, West Fair. Well, North Street's where I'm at, but yeah.
Now, you listening on the radio, or are you listening on the TuneIn app?
Radio.
Oh, radio. Oh, good. Old-fashioned guy. Good for you. Well, thanks, Glenn.
Okay.
All right. Well, Glenn Fissel, our friend out there.
All right.
Next category now.
Okay, next category. Name something everyone knows about dragons.
Dragons. You know, I thought I said bring me some burgers, too, here, Mike. What happened?
Well,
we're having lunch.
I'm a little short on the cash right now.
Oh, so I didn't realize.
I did bring you a Diet Coke, though.
You did, though. I have to get... Do you have the app? Because you can get one for free. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
If you have the McDonald's app, once a day, you can go to McDonald's, and if you get a drink or a tea or any of their beverages, you can get one for free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you could have got one for yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
That is the number one answer.
Sarah, you're in. Sarah and Judy Smith trying hard to go to this concert tonight. Willie Nelson down at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30. You know, Willie ain't going to be around forever. He's 89. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is Mike the one that my 600-pound life?
No, that's not this Mike. No, that's Mike McGinnis.
Okay.
Okay,
let me restate what we're looking for. Name something everyone knows about dragons.
That's funny.
They live by the sea.
His name is Mike, though. I forgot that. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Go ahead, caller.
Bad breath.
Bad breath. You know, I never got close enough to one to find out. No,
that's a little rough.
But it's not on the list.
No bad breath on the list. I think my headphone is going in and out here. Oh, we don't need that. I won't be able to hear all the fun that's being had here at the station du jour this morning. Why do you think Willie's still so popular?
I don't know, but he has been around forever.
Go ahead, caller.
They're green.
That's a good one, but they're not on the list.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
I called out there. She wanted to know if I could hold. She put me on hold for 5 minutes. Then the girl come back on, and I asked if Michelle was there. She wanted to know who was calling. So then she said, let me go check. Like, that place is so big, you wouldn't know she was there. And she come back about 30 seconds later and said, no, she wasn't there.
Oh, so she was there, and she was ducking you, is what we're learning.
Well, she said she wasn't there, but I think she ducked me. I think she hears it on the radio. You're having somebody call over there, and she's...
Well, she's the type to do that. I can see that happening.
But, you know, that place, how can you not know if in that place if somebody's not there?
And she's the boss woman.
Yeah, I mean, That don't make sense to me, but...
You got me. You got me. Well, hey, thanks for trying, Lee.
Yep.
And next time, call in and tell him your Mayor Schertzer and you want to talk to her.
Yeah, I might get her.
Get her done. Hey, thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. Can you believe that I'm being ducked on this whole thing?
Quack, quack.
She just didn't want to give me a chicken sandwich and a curly fry that she promised weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, see, wouldn't that be good?
What is this? You're always asking for food.
Because I get bored here. I got to do something. Back in this studio. Go ahead, caller.
How about their roar?
They do roar. However, that's not on the list.
No roaring on
that
the
goes
list.
With the bad breath we heard earlier, I think.
I don't even know what the category is. I was trying to adjust my chair. I didn't even hear it.
Well, let me tell you once again, Scott. Name something everyone knows about dragons.
Oh, dragons. I did hear dragons. That. I did. Go ahead, caller. Blueberry pie.
Did you say they can... What did you say again?
They can fly.
That is number two. Yes. Yes, number two.
Oh, like anybody else heard that. Nobody else heard it either.
Really? Thanks a lot. You guys are giving me a compliment. I was talking to someone that lady was talking about. And she said, I thought people found my third sister.
Are you bringing me lunch if you win these tickets today?
I'm sorry, I don't have a good radio voice. You guys want me to try?
I can't hear a thing. What'd she say, Mike?
What'd I say?
What'd she say?
I'm sorry. I don't have a good radio voice.
There you go. I think you were just away from the speaker.
Ow.
You gotta use the bottom end of the phone when you're talking to it.
Oh, Scott. Goodbye, Scott.
Well, I think she had it out. You know, she picked it up there, and I think she had it the wrong way there for a minute.
Yeah, I saw my grandpa do that once.
It has nothing to do with radio voice, I don't think. Oh, my, laughter is the best medicine. Go ahead, caller.
Are they big?
Actually, that is number four on the list. They're big / tall.
Now, we aren't making this distinction. Do you want Dublin Irish Festival or Willie?
Put Lee in, put Willie.
Willie. And this is Brenda.
Yeah, but put Lee in.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas. I interviewed her.
I know you did.
Thank you very much. You know, because they're going to put Maya Angelou on some coinage. And I've interviewed Maya Angelou. I think I've been in this business too long. When I'm interviewing people, they're putting on currency.
Okay, who is that person?
Maya Angelou?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, Mike.
Is it I'm related to Michelangelo?
No! Look up Maya Angelou during the break. Go ahead, caller.
They got a tail.
Yes, they do, but it's not on the list.
Mike seemed a little
perplexed.
I don't know what was going on. There was some deep thought on that question.
A senior moment.
Have you ever been to the Dublin Irish Festival?
I haven't.
Do you like it?
I'm curious. I'd kind of like to go.
It's an interesting thing. The Dublin Irish Festival. This weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or as they say on the south side of Marion, Saturday.
But I'm going to put a plug in here. I'm going to be busy at the farm days at the Morrow County Fairgrounds.
I see too much going on this weekend.
Yeah, quite a
bit. Willie, the Ohio State Fair, the Dublin Irish Festival, the Farm Days. What are the Farm Days?
Well, it's always the first full weekend in August. They have lots of tractors and equipment on display, a flea market. The Morrow County Historical Society will have the historic Garvery Log House open. All kinds of stuff going on in the fairgrounds. And, Scott, this will get you food.
Free?
No.
It won't get me. Get me that good.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
I didn't know if you were talking to me the other way. Anyhow, they have a tough, scaly, hard exterior skin.
They do, however, it's not on the list.
Now, are you hearing everybody okay? Mike, myself, the callers?
No, actually I'm not, especially Sarah. So I don't know what Sarah needs to do, but Sarah, I do know he's having a hard time because we're having a hard time making out what you're saying.
Now, what about Mike and I? Can you hear Mike and I okay?
Yes.
Okay, there
yes,
you go.
You guys are coming in good. Like I said, it's the callers for the most part.
All right. Thank you. Sarah will never call in again. She's going to be upset.
I don't think they'll get this last one, but we'll keep trying.
Well, that's what makes it difficult, you know, because we don't want to just fly through everything here. Then we got 10,000 entries. Go ahead, caller.
They have yellow eyes.
No, they do not. Well, they might have, I don't know, but that's not on the list.
You know, I knew somebody one time who had a kidney ailment, who had yellow eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Dragons, too, apparently.
Been a while since I've seen one.
I don't know. Is that like kimono dragon? Is that what they're talking about? Go ahead, Colin.
They're extinct.
Well, they don't exist, so...
See, you, Mike, you said people wouldn't get that. We got to work at callers.
I think that is the same thing. Now, are you wanting the Willie ticket or...
For Willie, for Sarah.
Oh, Willie for Sarah. All right,
and,
Ralph.
Scott?
Yeah?
Sarah has a problem because she's always... I don't know what it is. With everybody, you can hear good. Everybody calls in, but Sarah, she's always kind of garbled, and you can't hardly understand her.
Well, it's probably because she's on the bus, I would imagine. Maybe she's going through a bad sounding area, I think.
Yeah, that could be, but that's about most of the time. You know, you can catch some things, but not all things. And that's what I was wondering, because I was going to call in the other day about it, but...
Yeah, we'll have to... How are things going, Ralph? You're sounding good today.
Oh, it's getting a lot better.
I'm glad to hear that. Stay well, Ralph.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. I'll tell you, Ralph is our first fruitcake champion, fruitcake tossing champion. We got to keep him well because he's got to compete this year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And why do you want to ruin perfectly good fruitcakes?
I've never seen a perfectly good fruitcake.
I am with Charlie. I love fruitcake.
Well, you can have them all. Show up after the fruitcake toss because nobody else eats them. Do we have a new category? We wiped that one out, didn't we?
Yeah, we're going on to a new category, and it is...
I got to move this chair. I'm on a rug over here or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Don't mind me.
We can see you better if you sit on the chair instead of on the floor.
What's going on?
So anyhow, next category is name something you love to smell in the morning. Something you love to smell in the morning.
Well, don't call because I'm not sitting down yet.
So, Scott's over there arguing with his chair. Now he's sitting down. He's putting his earbuds in, and now you can call. And the category again is
that was exhausting.
Name something you love to smell in the morning.
Wouldn't it be nice if somebody had a pizza delivered here?
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be good for us doing all this heavy work?
Sausage and mushrooms would be perfect.
Oh, you shouldn't have hit those kids this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Number one. Coffee. It says coffee/breakfast, so yes.
Gotcha, Sarah. Well, she went quick that time. She's got a
and she's in for Willie, right?
Willie.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
About the morning dew.
That's number two, fresh air / dew, yes.
Actually,
I like the diet dew better.
Now, here's what I want people to know, that we only have so many Willie Nelson tickets, and you might want to get yourself in once or twice for the Dublin Irish Festival tickets so you win something in case you don't win the Willie tickets. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Bacon.
I would consider that with breakfast, and we already got that, so... Yes.
No. All righty. And I'm telling you, you'll enjoy the Dublin Irish Festival if you don't get to go to Willie. The booby prize would be the Dublin Irish Festival.
Booby prize.
Yeah, that's just what that is. Did you hear Adam call earlier on?
I didn't.
Oh, lucky you'd have fell asleep at the wheel. You'd have probably hit a few
That's
people.
Usually the case, yes.
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
Flowers?
Number three on the list, flowers.
Now, Willie or Dublin?
Willie for Lee.
All right. Willie, you know, whoever's going to draw, you're going to draw these, because I don't want people mad at me.
Okay, well, usually about the only thing I can draw is flies, but you know.
Well, today's big, though. Willie.
Yes, it is.
Willie Day. Oh, of course. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to borrow from the late, great Mac Davis. Flowers, or stop and smell the roses along the way, as
he
said.
Mr. Lepp, we already got that one. Thank you.
Flowers? Okay, I must be on a delay. Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
I think he's been on a delay since 1983. He's been working off a delay. 740-383-9944. But that's, you know, but Adam can take a good ribbing, as they say. Maybe. I don't really care if you can or not. Go ahead, caller.
How about the smell of the shower?
No, it's not on the list.
Not on the list.
No smell of the shower.
Your shower smells? Wow.
Mine does. I don't think mine does.
I didn't know I had a nose.
You know, I don't... a lot of people have went to that... what's that? The gel? I use real soap.
Yeah, I use bar, too.
Yeah. I've never went that far yet. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello? Oh, just to see what's coming on the line.
Oh, no. Call back.
If it's ringing busy, just means we have somebody on the line.
Scott, shut you off.
Now, we got a message here. Sarah does sound a little garbled when she calls. From Mary. Now, Mary, are you okay? Because Mary hasn't called in a long time. I'm a little worried about Mary. I'm glad she communicates via the internet. But I hope she's doing okay. I can't believe she doesn't want to go to Willie. Go ahead, caller.
Your mate.
Yeah, it says Bay's Cologne. So, you know what? I would... Bay is like your lover, your spouse.
What was the category?
Something you love to smell in the morning.
Something you love to smell?
I mean, it's a little wide, but I think that's...
Cologne means your spouse?
Well...
What if your spouse was a woman?
Well, there's women's cologne, too, you know.
That's a little iffy there, Glenn, but we're going to let you in.
All right.
All right, thank you. Boy, that is the biggest jump I've ever seen in this game.
Well, cologne, we did stretch it a little bit, but you know what?
Holy mackerel.
I think it was fair.
Listen, we still got an hour and a half to fill here.
I'm making up the rules.
We got an hour and a half to fill.
I'm making up the rules now.
Go ahead, caller.
How about fresh laundry?
Oh, we're through with that category. I'm sorry, but yes, fresh laundry would be definitely one, but it's not on the list. But we're going on to a new category now.
We wouldn't be through with that category if you hadn't played a little chicanery with that last answer there.
Okay, here is...
They're still calling here. We must be on a big delay. Go ahead, caller.
Cinnamon rolls.
You going to bring us some? No. Well, get to bacon. No, actually, we're through with that category, and we're moving on to another one.
What's the new one?
Well, I'll tell you right now. Name a creature people are petrified of that starts with an S.
Snake.
Snakes is number one.
Now, Trish, did you want Willie or Dublin?
I'll put me in Dublin.
Oh, Dublin. Okay. Fresh in for Dublin. First person who's went for Dublin this morning. I'm telling you, if you can get in for both here, so why not use one of your guesses to get in for the Dublin Irish Festival, and that way if you don't win the Willie tickets, you can still go to the Dublin Irish Festival. I think that's a sound bet. That's all weekend. Go ahead, caller.
Spiders, number two on the list. And you know what? You can find out all about spiders on their website.
She already hung up.
Okay. Well, I'm talking to you then.
Ay, ay, ay.
Spiders. Oh, did you know who that was?
That was Sarah.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
I don't know why she's hanging up so fast. Go ahead, caller.
How about spider?
We just got that one.
And a spider sat down beside her.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And that ain't what it takes.
Now, what's that from?
Jim Stafford.
Oh, there you go. He's dead now, isn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's call him and ask.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a shark?
Oh, that's number three. You're getting them right in order. Yeah, shark is number three on the list.
What was this category again?
Name a creature people are petrified of that starts with an S.
Somebody'd say mongoose, and you'd say, well, that's close enough here to this particular answer.
I don't stretch it that far.
Go ahead, caller.
Scorpion.
It's number four.
Well, we just went right through
those.
You're
just nailing them right out here, yes.
All right, Judy Smith in there. So we got, so far, let's recap here. For the Willie tickets, we've got Sarah Lee, Glenn Fissel. Ralph has entered for Sarah. We've got Judy Smith in here. We've got Brenda in for Lee. We've got Trish. Got a whole lot of things going on here. Go ahead, caller.
A shark?
Yeah, we got that, and we're moving on to another category now. We got all of them.
All right, new category.
Oh, I got the list.
Yeah, you got the list. That's how we're going to have to play this one.
Okay, here we go. Name a specific place where you'd see bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
Gotcha. Bunk beds. 740-383-9944. We got that delay. People can win what today, Mike?
Well, either tickets to the Willie Nelson concert at the Ohio State Fair or to the Dublin Irish Festival.
A lot of stuff going on down at the Dublin Irish Festival, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
At a camp?
Yep, summer camp, number two. Very good.
Which one, Trish?
Which one? Oh, the ticket?
Yeah.
Put me in for Willie again.
Willie in again. All right. Willie again. Got it. All righty. Trish is the only one in for Willie and Dublin. See, that's the smart way to go.
Yes, it is.
You gotta put your toe in both waters there. That's like putting your toe in Lake Michigan and in Lake Ohio.
That's quite a stretch there.
Well, that is, but you know, you do what you gotta do. Okie doke, go ahead.
Present.
Actually, that's a very good answer, but not on our list.
Okie doke.
No prison. It's getting close to dinner time around here, lunchtime. Just a little... little wall. Go ahead, caller.
Kids' bedroom?
Number one answer.
All right, hey. Willie Nelson or Dublin Irish Festival?
Willie,
and this is Diane?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Diane. Another new entrant. We've got about 40 people in for the Willie Nelson tickets, and we've still got an hour and some to go here.
Yeah, we're going to have to think up some questions.
Go ahead, caller.
A military base.
Military barracks is number three.
All right, in for Sarah, Ralph?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay. It's nice when people play for other people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
One other one, this one's going to be difficult.
I think I'm going to disqualify Sarah because she keeps hanging up the phone.
Sarah, don't do that.
She might be ineligible. Oh, lost that call. Must have been the same answer we had before. 33 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Go ahead, caller.
On a train.
That's a good one, but not on our list.
No trains, planes, and automobiles on this particular list.
Wasn't quite on track with that one.
Not exactly. You know, why do we have so many trains here in Marion? We were an industrial town, is that the thinking?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Go ahead, caller. You have no idea.
A furniture store?
That's number four on the list. Very good. Yeah.
All right. Dublin or Willie?
Willie. Put me in.
All right. Now, does that girl know Willie? Somebody said I shouldn't call people a girl. Dr. Feynman, I think, said that. Now, do you have a problem with girl? Is that offensive to somebody?
Well, when you call me that, I'm offended.
Well, but you said that spouse and cologne were the same thing. Well, here's a real girl for us. Go ahead, caller.
I have a cerebral funny answer, Mike, so prepare to giggle, then a real answer. My cerebral funny answer would be a furniture store. IKEA, perhaps. That's probably not there, but that's a really good answer.
Adam, she did. We just got that just before you called, and yes, it was on the list. And yes, I am giggling.
You mean furniture store is there, but college dormitory isn't?
No, and that would have been a good one. We didn't make the list, though.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay, well, I certainly tried. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Can you imagine Adam at a Willie Nelson concert? I mean, honest to goodness.
Let's move on to the next category.
I can't even. Does he have bandanas?
He might, you know.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes.
Okay.
Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
An orphanage?
Orphanage.
Orphanage. Again, that'd be a good one. It's not on the list, and we're moving on to another category.
Alrighty. Shoot.
Oh, what places do you usually need a tour guide?
Tour guide. What places do you need a tour guide? 35 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Uh-oh, I just dropped the Willie Nelson tickets into a bottle of Gatorade.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, that's going to be for some people tonight.
As long as they can read the barcode, you're good.
Well, you know, we sent a lot. Nobody has told me how Ice Cube went last night. Boy, those were hot tickets. We gave a lot of those away. Nelly has been hot.
Did you get that pun in there? Ice Cube, hot tickets.
Wasn't it all very good there?
Yeah.
All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about a museum?
Very good. can't talk. It's number one on the list, yes.
Willie Nelson.
Willie. All right. Willie. Yeah, you're going to have to start telling us what you want, because we don't ask, apparently.
I'm supposed to ask, but I...
Yeah, he just hasn't quite got that down yet.
I'm so thrilled we're going to get an answer.
All righty. Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
Well, Marion, you can kind of give a tour yourself, but if you're in San Francisco, New York, or some other large city, that would be a good place.
That's true. That's true. But however,
it's on there, Mike.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Okay. Well, I tried. Thank you, guys.
Check it twice. You don't try, you win. That's what they tell all good sports teams.
I don't think Adam's eligible to win.
No, I don't think so. But maybe somebody could take him as a guest if you win two tickets.
Aha! There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I know that he wants to see Willie.
He'd be number one on my list if I had to take somebody. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be going, but that'd be a whole other thing. Go ahead, caller.
How about a foreign country? Like a...
Sorry about that. You got me all choked up. It's not on the list, but that'd be a good one.
Okay.
No foreign country. Like Brazil.
Okay. The category, in case you've forgotten, is what places do you usually need a tour guide?
Go ahead, caller.
A cave.
A cave would be a good one, but it is not on there. Sorry.
All right, a place where you would need a tour guide.
Maybe if you get on the SS Minnow, it would be good to have a tour guide.
They needed one. They ended up in some serious trouble. Go ahead, caller.
How about an amusement park?
That would be good, too, but again, not on the list.
You know, some of these, I'm not going to say which ones, but when I think about a tour guide, I'm not sure that I've ever had a tour guide in some of these particular places. Go ahead, caller.
The White House.
Oh, that's a good one, but again, not on the list.
White House does not
make
the list.
There's one here I could stretch to include that, but no, it's not on the list. I get yelled at if I stretch these out to include.
Oh, Mary just let me know that she's just letting other people win. Well, that's good. That's nice. Go ahead, caller.
A president's home.
A president's home.
Scott, I'm going to let you decide on that one.
What is
number
that?
Number three on there. Do you think it fits in there?
A president's home.
Yeah, like Harding Home or Lincoln's home and a museum.
Well, yeah, we'll go with that. A historical site. Yeah, that works.
If I make those decisions, I get yelled at. So
you did cologne as a mint. I don't understand that. All right. Thanks, Judy. All righty.
What category are we in? What zone are we in? What places do you usually need a tour guide?
Yeah, that's it. What answers do we have? Let's recap what we have.
So far, we have museum.
You sound like Jerry Lewis there for a second. Go ahead, caller.
How about cemetery?
It's not on the list. I know what you're talking about because I'm involved in some cemetery tours, but no, it's not on the list.
All right. Go ahead.
What? Did you call me Gourdhead?
Yeah, it's farm days, don't you know?
Okay. All right, well...
go ahead, caller.
Oh.
I always get...
Go ahead. Who are you talking to?
They go on the honor flight.
Oh, that's an awesome one, but no, it's not on the list.
Not the honor flight. Now, see, we always have this pause, and then I say, go ahead, and by the time we go ahead, I get a phone call. Just like this one. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
Elvis is home.
Nah, it's not on the list. Good one. That's one place I really want to go, but no, it's not on the list.
I hear it's overrated. But why is his home a place that you would tour?
I don't know, because it's such a big icon. I don't know.
We don't go to Michael Jackson's home or the Beatles' home. I never really understood that. Go ahead, caller.
How about a castle or like a private residence, like the one in North Carolina? I can't remember the name. It starts with a B.
Oh, I know where you're talking about, and I can't think of it either. But no, it's not on the list.
Okay, thanks.
All righty, caller. 740-383-9944. Willie Nelson tickets or Dublin Irish Festival. Let's get some people in for the old Dublin. Go ahead, caller.
Art gallery.
Number two on the list.
All right. Which one, Trish?
Dublin.
Dublin. All righty. The Dublin Irish Festival. All right, it's a Getaway Friday, August the 5th, 2022. And we got a call coming. Go ahead, caller.
Hollywood.
A good one again, but not on the list.
No Hollywood.
Hey, Scott, can we do something else on this as well?
What's that?
When you call in, tell us if you're listening online or on the radio.
Online or the radio. Yeah. Let us know how you are listening to this station. Go ahead, caller.
What about if you go to the Vietnam Wall?
Again, a wonderful one, but not on the list, no.
Really?
Well, it could be...
Historical site.
A historical site, but we've already gotten that category, so...
Now, what? Recap what we have.
We have museum, art gallery, and historical site. The question is, what places do you usually need a tour guide?
Go ahead, caller.
How about Niagara Falls?
Not on the list.
Okay.
No Niagara Falls. Go over the falls. Who was that who went over in a barrel?
I don't know his name. And no, I wasn't there to witness that either.
I think a few people have went over. Nobody's lived to tell the tale. Go ahead, caller.
Grand Canyon.
That's a good one. Not on the list.
Now, those are all historical sites, are they not?
Yes, they are. I would say so.
Why is the Grand Canyon historical?
I don't know. It's just a big hole in the ground.
Well, is there a canyon bigger than the Grand Canyon?
I wouldn't call it historical. It's just one of those natural wonders that people like to see.
Well, it depends on who you are. Go ahead, caller.
How about like a factory that makes something? You know, like a cookie plant or Hershey plant or something. I know Hershey's gone now, but back in the day they used to take tours.
Oh, yeah.
Candy plant.
That would have been a sweet one.
I was just there last year. Where, the Hershey plant left?
No, Hershey's been gone for a while. They still have things there, and they have a mock thing that you can make your own candy bars and stuff. But, yeah, they've been gone for a long time.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while since I've been there.
But, no, that's not on the list. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. I just took a tour of the Hershey plant in 2021.
Sweet.
Yeah. You said it. I thought the plant was still there. I thought I saw beams of smoke
now,
still coming out of it.
Did they give samples?
I believe they did.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember coming back with some candy bar, Reese's cups and Hershey bars and things of that nature. Yeah, it's a very interesting place. 44 minutes past the hour here. Willie Nelson tickets to the Ohio State Fair tonight and the Dublin Irish Festival. Go ahead, caller.
How about a prison?
No, and I think you're probably thinking about the reformatory over in Mansfield when you say that, but it's not on the list.
Why do they call it a reformatory?
Well, back in the late 1800s, they had this idea that they would, rather than just imprison people, that they would come up with ways to reform them to send them back out into society.
Well, we just fixed that idea, didn't we?
Yeah.
We just said, we're just going to put them in and then release them back into society with no problems.
There you go.
But we have problems.
Yes, usually.
We certainly do. All right, it's a Getaway Friday, August the 5th, 2022, 44 minutes past the hour, and here comes another call down the path. Go ahead, caller.
How about a state park?
Not on the list, sorry.
How about Ice Cube?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. So something come up at work, but I gave the tickets to our cook here at the nursing home, and she said it was awesome, and it was... Every seat was taken, and she sent me a couple of videos of some songs. Her and her husband went, and they don't get to do a whole lot, so I felt good giving it to them, and they had a blast.
Ah, that's good to hear. Well, if you get a chance, you'll have to email those over to the station so we can see what it looked like.
Okay, yep, I'll try to do that, and I'm going to try to get some entries and get Lee or Sarah into this.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Awesome.
All right, yep, you have a good one, guys.
Bye. I met Ryan for the first time yesterday. He works over, I won't say it, maybe he doesn't want me to know, but he won the Ice Cube tickets, but apparently couldn't go last night. And I don't know how old a guy he is, though.
Sounds young.
Well, I wonder that because Sarah's not very old. Sarah, I think, is 40, 41. And
that's young.
Well, a lot of our... young to me is under 65.
There you go.
That's where you could
I'm young, thank you.
Ryan, you'll have to let us know how old you are. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if anybody said this, Scott, because I was putting on all my sunscreen. You know, I do that multiple times a day.
Sunscreen my fanny.
And Mary
is
the historic Huber home. In fact, I talked to the owner, as you know. So I would say a historic house or...
Did you just break a glass? What was that noise?
It's my car.
You better pull into a cookie or a Midas or something.
Well, that would be historic site, and we got that quite a while ago, so stay tuned.
Well,
you ever catch your phone up live?
Like the White House tour or any kind of a historic house? Okay, well, that's... I think for marrying, we should have separate categories for that because there's different types of historic homes, but... Okay, well, I don't know. The car sounds fine to me. I think it's just the road. They just paved it, so...
The roads making noises?
Buzz of some kind. They just paved it. Who knows?
Okay.
So, okay, guys. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Adam. The road's making noises. That's not his car. It's the road.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, didn't you know? Golly. Go ahead, caller.
How about a college campus or school? Local schools?
Well, that does happen, but it's not on the list.
No college. See, this is a good stumper. This is good. Because this is... We've got, like, 75 people in for the Willie thing, so this is... Laying them low. Go ahead, caller.
How about real estate? When you're looking at buying a house or something, they always escort you through?
That is a chore, but again, not on our list.
You know, I think Lee needs to call back over to the Stewarts and say that he is... Who would get through? Say it's her husband and see if she answers the phone and then say, hey, what were you doing? Avoiding the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Did anyone think...
Museum?
Yes.
Historical sites was already... Oh, yeah, museum was number one. Yes, it was given already.
What are the answers that have been given already?
Okay, so far we have museum, art gallery, and historical site.
Vacation?
Not on the list.
Do you have your bandanas ready tonight if you win this competition?
Can I say thank you to Ralph real quick? Thank you, Ralph.
All right.
All right, toodles.
That's Sarah. Toodles. You got to have your own sign-off.
I guess.
What was your sign-off, Mike? Mine's heading to the dugout.
And that's the way it is. No.
No, that's a rip-off. Can you get ripped? Those are copyrighted. You get sued.
Well, join us again next week on the Mike Wilson Show. Yes, that was my sign-off. Yeah.
Well, you got it better than that.
Well, it works.
A little weak. Getaway Friday, August the 5th, 2022. 48 coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. That comes after 48, 49.
And very good, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't even use calculator.
We've got the Willie Nelson tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30. And the Dublin Irish Festival. Nobody's entering the Dublin Irish Festival. Big festival. Go ahead, caller.
Elvis Presley.
Not on the list.
Well, I'll be darned.
Sorry.
No Elvis Presley, unfortunately. He is the king of rock and roll, you know.
Nope. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, what is Willie Nelson the king of?
Well, we can't discuss that stuff on the air.
it would be, the king of country music would probably be Johnny Cash.
Or Roy Acuff, I would think.
Roy Acuff?
Oh, yes.
No, he's not Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash played the joints, the prisons. Go ahead, caller.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Again, that'd be under historical sites, and we already got that.
Well, you know how it goes. 10 minutes left in this particular hour. Particular. PATICULAR. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Crap. I forgot.
Is that on the list, Mike?
That's all on the list. No.
Sorry.
Made her laugh.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Well, apparently it's on there twice.
How about, like, a theater?
Oh, that'd be good, but no, not on the list. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Recap the category for our folks.
Well, the category recapped is, what places do you usually need a tour guide? And so far we have museum, art gallery, and historical site.
Go ahead, caller.
A cruise?
No, that's not on the list. That'd be a good one.
No cruise on the list.
Not even Tom Cruise.
Not even Tom, who apparently his new movie's doing very, very well.
Oh, yes.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Top Gun 2. Go ahead, caller.
This is one for you, Scott. I think you can get a tour of Wrigley Field. Did somebody say a baseball or other sports, kind of a stadium or arena?
Well, you're the first one to say that, but it's not on the list, Mr. Lepp.
Okay. But that's easy. You ever taken a tour of Wrigley Field, Scott?
I've been there. What?
I believe they give tours of the stadium.
I've been. I have not taken the tour.
I chew their gum.
Well, maybe if you did, then it would be on the list, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't make these lists. That's up to the people.
Okay, well, I think it's a good answer, but I guess it isn't.
I guess not.
Okay, two more things that we haven't gotten. Again, the category is, what places do you usually need a tour guide? We have museum, art gallery, and historical site.
Go ahead.
How about a senior facility, a nursing home, or something of that nature, assisted living facility?
That is not on the list, but a good one.
I can't believe we got two answers left and nobody's near either one of them. Isn't that amazing?
Just that was a spam risk.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new job?
That'd be a good one, but no, it's not on the list. Sorry.
No new jobs on the list.
Can I give a hint?
Go ahead.
Okay,
not a big hint, though.
Well, the last...
Don't give one of your big, gaping, here's the answer hints. Go ahead, caller.
How about a safari?
Yeah, that's on the list, yes.
All right, now which category here, Trish? Dublin or...
Dublin again.
All right, okay, Trish, in for Dublin. All right, now who wants to go to the Dublin Irish Festival? A lot of Scottish things going on down there. That's Canada.
Yeah, that's Canada, sorry.
Canada. Go ahead, caller.
How about some kind of a factory?
A good answer, but no, it's not on the list.
No factories on the list. What is the category?
Well, the category is, what places do you usually need a tour guide? We have, so far, museum, art gallery, historical site, and safari. There's one left. It's a big one.
Go ahead, caller.
How about NASA?
Good, but not on the list.
The Nassau Coliseum in Nassau, New York.
Oh, okay.
Upstate New York.
Or was you saying NASA?
Oh, NASA.
I'm not sure which it was.
Oh, I thought it was Nassau.
Either one's not on there.
Okay. Nuclear. Nuclear. Go ahead, caller.
How about a school?
Not on the list.
No, a tour. We need a tour guide, right?
A tour guide, yes.
Well, I don't know. Some of these are a little...
Southern one, I suppose you could have a tour guide, but I've never been guided. It's been self-guided, but...
To the final answer there?
Yes, to the final answer, yes.
Well, that'll be interesting. Let's see if we get it here. We got 6 minutes. We got Willie... Remember, we're not done because we've still got another hour here to go, but boy, these Willie Nelson tickets, I can't wait to give these away. I'm interested to see who's going to win today. Who to the victor, go the victor. To the loser, go the spoil. Go ahead, caller.
Is it in Marion, Ohio?
No, there's not one in Marion. There are some of these within a driving distance, though. Closest being in Columbus.
So something in Columbus. Columbus, Ohio. There's a little bit of a... what do you call that?
Hint?
Whoa, somebody's knocking on the door. Hey, how you doing?
Good, Scott.
Hey, good to see you. Get you on the phone here again. Go ahead, caller.
The zoo?
That is the other answer. We got it.
The zoo on the
zoo,
list.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, thank you, Larry. Thank you so much.
Enjoy, buddy.
Hey, take care. Good to see you.
Happy late birthday, I guess.
Hey, yes, thank you. So, zoo, we get Brenda here. I have to go check this out. You can start the next category if you like.
Okay, fine. Well, you know there's food, so there goes...
Well, here's a late call. It's probably Adam.
Okay.
Well, no. Oh, no. They gave up. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, next category is going to be... Name a winter sport. Name a winter sport. And most of these are fairly simple, so we'll probably go through this one pretty quickly. I might be wrong, though. I've been wrong before.
Now, wait a second here.
Thank you, Larry.
I got buns?
Yes, you do.
And what is this?
He's fascinated with a box of food we just received from Larry.
I wonder, if this is that lemon. Oh, I want... Smells, I bet it is. Oh, this thing, Mike, you wouldn't even... Go ahead, caller.
skiing.
Skiing is number two on our list, so yes. Willie tickets or the Dublin Festival?
I want Willie.
Okay. Do you have a t-shirt?
Shut up, Scott.
What is down here? Look at this. My goodness.
You're hogging the food over there.
Oh, we're not. Oh, look at this.
Oh, look at that. Look is at that chili?
No, I believe that's Sloppy Joe.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why the buns are for.
Oh, my goodness. I was just asking about Sloppy Joe the other day.
Oh, Phyllis, thank you so much. And thank you, Larry, for delivering this. There's another thing down here, too. Go ahead, Gollick. Go ahead.
Name a winter sport. Are you there, caller?
Oh, mercy. Go ahead, caller.
Snowboarding.
Pudding?
Snowboarding?
Oh, snowboarding? Yes, that's number three on our list.
We got you.
Willie or Dublin? You already know, don't you, Scott?
Look at this. It's pasta salad.
He's so enthralled in this food.
Look at that.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Doesn't that look delicious?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what we're going to be doing in just a few minutes.
Pasta salad, Sloppy Joe, lemon dessert. Well, thank you, Phyllis. My goodness. I'll tell you, Phyllis can cook.
All right. Back to our category.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh.
What about dog sledding?
Bobsledding?
Yes.
Okay, that is on our list as well. Now, Willie or Dublin?
Neither one.
Neither one? Okay.
No dice for that one.
Da, 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 da. Ooh, there was a card with the food that just arrived.
Oh, man.
Okay, two more minutes, and we're on the category Name a Winter Sport.
Go ahead, Teller.
Skiing.
We already got that one. Somebody got that one earlier.
Well, this pie was made at 6 a.m. today. This, I'm telling you, this pie, you don't even know how well this thing is. Oh, my. Delicious.
Okay. Well, name a winter sport, and so far we
need to get out of here today and just leave now.
So far...
Go ahead, caller.
Ice skating.
Yes, it is on the list.
And, I'm 43, Scott. I don't mind to tell old I am.
Well, that's not, I knew you weren't, that old.
Ryan, do you happen to be from Mount Gilead?
No.
Okay, you're not the Ryan I'm thinking you are. Okay.
Nope, I'm from Morrill area.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yep, 43, and I work at DeWolf Place. I don't mind saying that either.
Well, I'll tell you, do you have the Facebook?
No, I don't have Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, you can email those things over.
Yeah, I can have the wife or somebody do it for me. She knows how to do that stuff.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're about out of time this hour, but stay tuned because we're going to take a short break and come back with much more here on... Well, we're going to take this call first. We've got 30 left here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Ice skating.
We already got that one.
All right, now remember, we're not going to draw for the Willie tickets until probably about 12:45 or the Dublin Irish Festival tickets, so you got to have somebody who can get here quick to pick those tickets up. Go ahead, caller.
How about curling?
Oh, that's a good one, but no, it's on the list.
Oh, okay.
I would have put it on there.
Scott Spears, Mike Wilson, back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
GH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I... T-